You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Alongside the declaration of a climate emergency earlier this week, the government also announced plans to make the private sector carbon neutral by 2025. Key actions being taken by the government to achieve this include an immediate focus on phasing out the largest and most active coal boilers, a green standard required for public sector buildings, and a requirement for the government agencies to purchase electric vehicles and reduce the size of their fleet. I spoke with Professor Susan Cumdrike, Chair in Energy Transition Engineering at Harriet Watt University in Edinburgh, Scotland, and Professor in Mechanical Engineering at the University of Canterbury in Christchurch, about the effectiveness of electric cars. So, New Zealand has one of the highest numbers of vehicles per capita in the world. Will replacing a whole fleet of cars add to our current sustainability problems?
One of the reasons that we're unsustainable is our high consumption rate of both energy, especially fossil fuels, and materials which require fossil fuels to manufacture, to mine, to recycle, to move around. All right. So if you think about the footprint that you personally have, that every one of us has, in what you could lift, think about the things that you own. How much can you lift? Can you lift your refrigerator? That's a big footprint in embedded carbon emissions. Now, go outside to your driveway and think of how heavy your vehicle is. That is the biggest carbon emission that you've got besides taking a flight in an airplane, which is, of course, a big one. And so the idea that buying another vehicle is a way to reduce emissions is just not true. The emissions from manufacturing that vehicle will be in the air. And so it's just we have to be careful when we're talking about what's a little bit better than something else, when actually, in fact, because of the climate emergency, any new addition of carbon to the air is not okay.
How can we sustainably dispose of the petrol vehicles we currently have?
Right. Well, petrol vehicles are made up of a bunch of different materials. They're usually crushed and the materials are separated and the steel that's in them is recycled and the aluminum that's in them goes to scrap and recycling. The plastics are a little bit harder. Those are usually just sort of piled up somewhere. So the existing vehicles that we've got, what to do with them has always been a problem. It's a problem that sort of has a way that we deal with it. And into the future, same, right? Just same answer. We deconstruct them for usable parts and then put them into the scrap system.
How much more waste effective and energy efficient are electric vehicles?
Okay, if you talk about electric mobility, in the early days, you were talking about a much smaller, much lighter car because the energy you have to store in the battery to move you around in that car is problematic, right? You want the lightest vehicle possible. So that was your little Leafs, you know, these small vehicles. Now, for market penetration, we see that the electric vehicles are getting bigger and bigger, you know, so that you can have a proper SUV or a truck now with electric option. And so the problem, again, like I said, is weight, right? It's how much material are you demanding of the planet in order to do your thing? One of the problems is that people are demanding the big car. And it doesn't matter then whether it's electric or petrol. It's the footprint is the same for the car.
Are there any other potential negative ramifications of transitioning to petrol to electric cars?
Okay, we just talked about disposing of our existing fleet of cars when they get to the end of their life is a waste management problem. It has ways that hopefully we are adhering to, like making sure that the lubricants that are in there don't leach out into our groundwater, that the tires actually are a big disposal problem. Right. So when we're talking about battery electric vehicles, we've still got the lubricants, we've still got tires, and now we've got the battery. And that is a waste supply chain and recovery of useful materials system that we don't really have in place. And unlike a internal combustion engine that has gotten to the end of its life, it'll now pretty much sit there and get rusty, but a lithium-ion battery is quite hazardous, right? I mean, if it gets punctured or something, then it's a fire hazard and a pollution hazard. So we definitely, if we're going to think about going the electric vehicle route, then there has to be urgent development of the waste management system to deal with that, and you need technological development about what to do with those batteries.
What other developments in sustainability and energy consumption can be made to achieve a greener New Zealand?
All right. A green New Zealand looks like a place where I don't sit in traffic for 30 minutes a day, whether that is an electric car or some other car. A green New Zealand looks like walkable neighborhoods, safe cycling for my kids to get to school, being able to have access to lots of community activities and work without needing a car. And there may be some vehicles that I can use whenever I need. I just book into them because there's a company that handles that. And I don't need to buy a car. So I'm better off by probably $30,000 a year because I don't even need to be on the consumer end of a car. I don't need personal cars. So I do need an electric bike, though. Now, can I lift my electric bike? It's not easy. It's kind of heavy. But it makes so much more sense if my city, the way that I can live in my city, is affordable, walkable, and bikeable. So that is where I would put my energy, is on the regeneration of our cities.
That was Susan Crumdyke.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.